Good morning, everyone. So my name is Dialsa Sula. It's not an easy name. So good morning. My name is Dialsa Sula. It's a matter. So I'm from Hasselt University, and the presentation today might look as if I'm going to demonstrate this package about extracting knowledge from process data, but rather I'm going to use my 15 minutes to introduce the more broader topic called process mining and to introduce some of the applications in which the package can be used, and in the end I will show you some of the functionalities as far as I can get within 15 minutes, but I'm sure that there is a lot of information available for you if you want to know more about it. So quickly about me, I'm educated as a business engineer in Belgium at Hasselt University. I'm a researcher in the research group Business Informatics. So I'm not a statistician, I'm not a programmer, but I had my education with a strong focus on information systems, data mining, and process mining. So one question: does anyone of you has ever heard of process mining? No one, so that's quite what I expected. So process mining is a very young research field. It originated in the Netherlands at the University of Eindhoven. It's getting, today, it's getting quite strong both in academia and in business. And it relates to the extraction of knowledge from process data, from event data. So event data, you might think of time series data or survival of analysis, but that's not really the case. It is really data that, recordings of any activities which happen in processes, in businesses, which can be operational processes, processes related to customers, related to employees, and so on. And often, many companies don't know how their processes are being executed, or they have an idea which is often not the correct view of their processes. So that's why process mining aims at discovering the real process, which the real way that work is done within a company, and also to check whether their view of their process conforms to the reality in the data, and to enhance their view of this reality. So this is a schematic overview of quite the main part of process mining, which is called process discovery. So you sort from data on the left-hand side, so data which records the activities that are executed within a company. You use algorithms which have been developed in the process mining field, and then you come up with a model which represents or should represent how the process in a company is executed. And then another job within process mining is the conformance checking job. So you start with the real life data, you start with a model which can be discovered or which can be handwritten, and then you're going to see, does this model reflect our reality, or where does our model contains mistakes, and you can also go then to performance issues. So the starting point of any process mining analysis is the event log, so it's the data. It's actually a log book of events. So one event log typically contains information about one specific process, and we talk about cases which are instances of this process. For instance, you can have a sales process at a company, and that each case would be a customer order. And you can have many activities, and an execution of an activity is called an event. For instance, a customer logs into a web shop, places some products in his baskets, and so on. And this trace of events for a specific customer is what we call a trace. So this sequence is actually the trace a customer leaves in our process in this case. So this, there is a more technical figure on how this data sees like. So it's, I'm not going into detail into that. Then the process mining community, the process mining field, has developed what is called the Extensible Event Stream Standard, which is now proposed as an IEEE standard for sharing and storing event data, which is an XML-based format and used by many process mining tools in commercial tools and academic tools. However, it's quite challenging, as I will talk about in a minute, to get from the real data to this special format. To make everything more tangible, I made some overview of some of the applications in which we have done process mining analysis at our research group and in which we are doing it today. So I'm just going to pick out a few. For instance, you can see the railway environment. This actually is an analysis which I started within my master thesis a few years ago. Every train has an allocated capacity of tracks and signals you should use. But often in the operations, disturbance occur and trains are deviated to other tracks, other signals. And using process mining metrics, we were able to quantify the deviation of a train and to quantify the deviation on a train line. And we were able to highlight real problem areas in the network in Belgium, in this case, where there was a lot of differences between the planning of capacity and the real execution during the operational hours. And this information is now being used to really update and to improve the capacity allocation of trains. Another research which was only recently started is the online learning research. We are following here students at different universities in Belgium, in the Netherlands, and in the UK, which follow courses at university and also should make exercises online. And everything that the student does on these platforms is registered, so we can use clustering, for instance, to find different types of students. We can look when students drop out of the course, and we can map the execution data of a student with whether he fails or whether he passes the course. So that's another application of process mining in a less business context, which is also very useful. So how do we do process mining? Well, there are a lot of process mining tools that figure fall out, but it's not really important. Process mining tools, there are two types. There are commercial tools, which are developed by commercial companies, and there are also academic platforms, which have been developed by different universities, both in the Netherlands, in Germany, and other European countries, where process mining really took off in the last couple of decades. However, all of these tools have some limitations. The commercial tools, well, they are really expensive, and they are not so extendable, not so interactive. While the open source tools tend to be more interactive, but they are academic tools and they are not really easy to use mostly. Another problem with tools is that the creation of these data in this CES standard is really difficult, and there is functionality, but it's hard to use and it's quite limited. So there is a problem on the input side from going from the data, which is typically stored in enterprise resource planning systems, to this data analysis in process mining tools. And that's why we came up with EDIR. So EDIR stands for Exploratory and Descriptive Event Data Analysis in R. So our idea is that we can use all the functionalities for data manipulation and data processing in R to get from these raw data to this standard for process mining, and also use all the available functionalities in R to analyze and to visualize the data in an event log. So for the next couple of 5 minutes that are left, I'm going to introduce some of the functionalities of this package. If you have more questions, feel free to come to me or to look at the documentation, and there are also vignettes available. So the aim is not to replace actually existing process mining tools. We do not want to reinvent the wheel. We do not want to re-implement all these process discovery algorithms. But we want to we have a twofold goal. First, we want to create a gateway from R on the input side of process mining to get from the data to this special event data format. And secondly, we want to provide a toolbox to conduct process data analysis in R and to visualize the data before actually going to the real process mining applications, more like an exploratory phase and a descriptive phase before you go to the discovery of processes, for instance, because it's often very important to know how the data look like before you can really identify it as being process data. You have to decide what is the case in this application? What are the events? What are the activities? And that's really useful using data analysis functionality. So there are four building blocks. First building blocks is I've introduced the object of an event log. So as I already said that I'm not a programmer, so probably there are better things to do this, but in my view, an event log is just a flat file, a data frame, and then you can use different arguments to say this should refer to my case, this should refer to the activities, and this is the timestamp, and so on. There's also functionality to import it from XAS files and to write XAS files, which is very easy because it makes the package interact with other process mining tools that already exist. Then we can just start with looking at an event log. We see how many events there are, what type of cases, how many different traces, and how many activities. And then there are some core and auxiliary functions. For instance, we can look which activities are occurring in my process. So for instance, this is an artificial data set I generated about a request for compensation process at the company. And then we can see that there are different activities happening in the process, like we can examine a ticket thoroughly, so examine a request. We can decide about whether we're going to pay the request, to pay the compensation, or reject it, and so on. And then there are different functionalities for describing the event data. So this is based on another research that was done by me and my colleagues about what do we want to know about data, what kind of different dimensions are there to say about process data. So we have the time dimensions, we have structuredness, because this is a bit related to the concepts of Six Sigma and lean management. So we want to avoid rework, we want to avoid loops in the process, and this is, well, variance. We want to as a limited amount of variance in a process, and this is what is described by these metrics. So there are other descriptives, like this is a more coarse overview of the descriptives. For instance, this is one example, the throughput time of this process. You can see it's between 3 minutes and 50 minutes. I know there is a maximum of 500 minutes, but okay. So the mean is quite low. Then you can use the functionalities in R to actually visualize this process data. Number of cell-off loops, so we want to know how many times that an activity is followed by the same activity, so that actually when is work redone, because we don't want that in our process, because it's not lean, it's not according to the Six Sigma concepts. So these are just interesting things you want to know about the event data, about our process. And then there are several functionalities to filter event data based on the characteristics of cases, of activities. You can filter on time periods, so there is a lot of functionality here. I'm just going over it because my time is almost finished.
In 3 minutes.
So there is a lot of functionality. It's also very easy in R to handle case attributes, because when you have an event log, which every row is actually an event, which corresponds to a case, but you have also information about that case, and that's easy in R because you just import a second data set with the attributes about the case, and you can join with it, and it's very easy. And this is something that it's really, really badly supported by existing process mining tools. So to conclude, I think it's an easy way to handle event logs and to create event logs in R using this package, and it's very extendable and interactive for an exploratory and descriptive phase in the analysis. There's certainly future work to be done, so this is really work in progress to improve these metrics, to improve the writing, to also improve the performance of these from going from the raw data to these XAS files. We're also looking for interoperability with RapidMiner, so maybe that's a bad thing to say at an R conference. But there is a what is called PROM is the major academic tool for process mining, and they have come up with a plugin in RapidMiner called RapidPROM. So RapidMiner could be one way, because we have also a means to implement R code in RapidMiner, and then we could actually combine these two fields, R with this package and RapidPROM in a process mining workflow. So that's one thing we want to look at in the future. So this was my presentation. I hope you liked the concept, because nobody was familiar with process mining, so I hope now you do. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Greg, for your timely presentation. So, any questions?
You have great validations on how to create the log, what to include in the log so that it's easily analyzed.
Yeah, there is a lot of analysis, mainly about going from the relational databases in typical companies to go from the log. And there are a lot of, rules of thumb. You should look at specific things, which attribute you should surely have in your event log. So there's a lot of research on that. If you want, I can give you some references. So.
Yeah. Any other question?
Do you find that it lends itself well to do process mining in something like graph databases as opposed to relational? So that in graph databases, so that each of them is a node versus in your typical relational?
I'm not really familiar with graph databases, but maybe there is. If you want to talk about it later.
Tom, are you planning on building any of those graphics into the R package?
Currently, I'm not, because I'm there are a lot of things for the graphics in R, so I don't want to really implement it in my package. So I just want to give the data you can put into the graphs, like I did in the slide. So I think that's the best way. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. Actually, I presented the work also at process mining conferences, and they were very happy to see that finally someone has come up with a way to make graphs just like you want, because the process mining tools typically have a list of graphs. These are the graphs you can make, so make them, and now you can make any graph you want just using R. So I think that's the main point.
Any other question?
I
have one. You mentioned Six Sigma. At which extent do you use Six Sigma in this approach? Because you mentioned Lean,
yeah.
Six Sigma is...
There's a colleague of me who is working very much on the relationship between Lean Six Sigma and process mining. Mm-hmm. And actually this is sort of... part of this work is actually the implementation of her work. So she's working on metrics to identify if a process is lean or not. And some of the metrics are actually implemented in this tool, so like for instance cell of loops in process and so on. And there's also ongoing work to go from these metrics to real actions, how to prevent these things from happening and how to make processes more lean.
But there's a really nice link between this data and the Six Sigma. Any other questions? So let's thank you again.